Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries for the best Lennox home comfort systems out there. Call Guaranteed Industries at 514-342-3400, a Lennox premier dealer. Tom, I want you to listen to this, please. Okay. This is a non-binding prediction, but who's going to win the by-election today?
It's going to be close, but I still see the Liberals winning it by a nose.
Oh, okay, good.
Henry St.
All right. So it wasn't close, and the Liberals did not win. Tom, explain yourself, please.
I'd start with the army of motivated volunteers. I did mention this yesterday that I had talked to some Quebec Sunnydale volunteers over the weekend, and they had just an incredible force on the ground. They do remind me of the young NDP volunteers when we were on a mission with Jack Layton. We were going to start winning elections. We won the by-election in Outremont. We had incredibly pumped up young people saying that we need a more progressive view. And that's exactly what Guillaume Clich-Rivard had backing him with his other double-barreled last name leader. And I have to tell you, it's quite something to behold, because it's not just a victory. It was an absolute thumping for the Liberals. So yes, Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois gets to celebrate, gets to bring in a 12th member, and that number is magic for them, because they no longer have to negotiate crumbs from the other parties. They've got full party status now. And by the way, Clich-Rivard is a redoubtable figure. I don't know if you remember, but at the time when the CAQ had brought in a series of reforms in immigration, and it was double-barreled Simon Jeannin Barrette who was there bringing this stuff in, it was really unseemly. And there was one very strong, youngish lawyer who sat there in committee and went toe-to-toe and simply dissected the position of the CAQ and showed that he knew the file, and something that Simon Jeannin Barrette clearly did not. This is the guy that they've just elected. He'll be an incredible force in the National Assembly. Soft-spoken, but very determined and very brilliant. So big victory for Quebec Sunnydale. Now it's time for the Liberals to, well, go off and lick their wounds, but not for too long. Because if you look across the political landscape, Andrew, the only party that has the depth, the experience, and the ability across the province is the Liberals. But they're nowhere right now with the French-speaking majority of Quebec. They're just not connecting. So the number one problem that they have is that they've got a leader, Marc Tanguay, very able fellow, but he's allowed to stay on as interim leader while at the same time keeping the door open to running full time. It is a perpetual perception of conflict of interest. Is he making that decision to help his eventual leadership run, or is he making that decision for the party? That's got to end. They've got to come to grips with that, and if they don't deal with that, then they're going to continue their downward spiral.
What kind of person is going to take to capture the imagination of Quebecers and get the Liberals back on track?
You know, one of the mistakes that the Liberals made early in Saint-Henri-Sainte-Anne was to not speak with Isabelle Melançon, who had just been edged out by Quebec Solidaire in Verdun, a well-liked, super personable former environment minister. She was very close, you know, to all the community groups, and there's overlap in the health sector and in the education sector between Saint-Henri-Sainte-Anne and Verdun. She would have immediately had a lot more profile than the fellow who eventually ran for the Liberals. I talked to her and I asked, you know, did they talk to you? Did they open up the door? And she goes, I never even got a phone call. So that's the type of thing that we're dealing with. A party that has lost its political reflexes and is now being run by a guy, as I say, who's in that type of conflictual situation, they've got to put an end to it. I am told on background that some of the more respected old timers, you know, you probably won't like the fact that I use the word old timer, but the more experienced veterans like Daniel Johnson, a former premier, Jean-Marc Fournier, who used to be on with us fairly often on CJAD 800, that type of person has volunteered to come back and start helping. They've actually reached out to André Pratt, who writes fairly often in English and in French media, very, you know, very deep thinker. Mm-hmm. They're laying the groundwork for some sort of an attempt at a return, but they're not going to be able to solve it until they solve the problem and the conundrum of having Marc Tanguay there.
Have you tried to do anything at the License Bureau lately? I have, and I can tell you, it's a disaster. I mean, I wouldn't call it a nightmare, because a nightmare is that when you're, you know, you're up to your waist in lava and there's snakes trying to bite you or something, but it certainly is a long day and a cold wait.
Well, our friend and colleague, Sarah DeHay, as she sent me a note this morning, she goes, oh, good, things are getting fixed up at the SAC, because now you can go in person to register your online profile. I think that says it all.
It's just ridiculous.
And it's really Oh, it's hilarious because Eric Kerr, who is, of course, our uber minister of everything to do with the digital universe, he came up with the following admission. Well, we could have done a better job. No kidding. Really? You could have done a better job. Then why didn't you do a better job? So this is interesting because the CAC got through its first 4 years basically unscathed. I mean, you know, they were new. They had replaced the old parties. They were given a break. And of course, the last couple of years of that was the pandemic. So Legault used to show up to a news conference, have exactly the type of day that he would like, make an announcement, take a couple of softball questions, move on. He thought that that was the real world, where he got to suspend the rules of the National Assembly. Well, guess what? Those rules are back on. He has to stand there and start defending the indefendable, you know, the things that cannot be defended. And I think that this is an eye-opener for them. They're about to head into a very tough series of negotiations with the public sector. And going back to our earlier conversation about the political parties positioning themselves, this should be really smooth sailing for the Liberals. They should be able to get in there. So they should be part of this discussion. And they should show that their experience and leadership would allow them to be an alternative to the CAC. Again, they've got an impediment that they've got to deal with. But I think that people are going to be surprised maybe to hear me say this, but I still think that if you look at the landscape, the Conservatives are back to oblivion after last night's vote. It's an indication that that was a blip on the screen with Eric Duhem. If you look at Quebec Solidaire, they've got no presence outside the large cities. That they have zero presence in the regions. And of course, with regard to the Parti Québécois, same thing. They got 12% last night, and they have trouble getting people elected. The Liberals can become, once again, a redoubtable force, but they've got to make the right choices now.
Interesting poll. Most Canadians don't know how much the Prime Minister earns. 18%. What is it? Only 18% of them correctly said the Prime Minister makes between $300,000 and $400,000. He actually makes $379,000.
I mean, which is, by the way, chump change for the amount of responsibility and obligations that come with that job. But the average taxpayer probably thinks that that's a whole bunch of money. The American president actually makes a real salary, you know, like we're talking well over $1 million in real dollars, U.S. dollars. And look, I think that Trudeau, and by the way, I think that the average MP is probably fairly well paid. I think their salary for a backbencher with no extras, because there's always a way to be on a committee here and get an extra there. I think the average is about 175 grand just as the base salary federally. Provincially, it's woefully low. Again, these are massive sacrifices on your personal and your family life, constant work, very often on the weekends, almost always at nights. So I think that we've got to get over the allergy that we have to paying our politicians correctly. I think that Trudeau is still ridiculously underpaid for the amount of work that he has to do and the level of responsibility.
I think you're ridiculously underpaid for the level of responsibility.
Well, me too, Andrew. Yeah. You know, one of these days I'll be a morning host and then everything will come back. You know.
Well, you never know. You never know. One can always dream.